AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. What a shock to his system. The president stepped off Air Force One at Andrews Air Force Base outside Washington, D.C. a few minutes ago. He stepped into blizzard-like conditions, heavy snow, and bitterly cold temperatures. His four-wheel drive Chevy Suburban was waiting for him at the foot of the stairs. It was sunny and warm this afternoon when he left Southern California after a weekend of golf. As the president drives back into the nation's capital, he's going to see highway crews busy tonight. Mayor Muriel Bowser reports highway crews are fully mobilized.
The district will deploy more than 200 pieces of equipment to combat the storm.
Snowfall in the Mid-Atlantic region is expected to range from 6 to 14 inches. Parts of the Deep South are also finding themselves under siege tonight. A mixture of snow, sleet, and freezing rain across the region is making roads treacherous and knocking out power to thousands of people. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal says icy conditions could create black ice overnight on highways in the Peach State.
There will be a very brief window between the time the precipitation stops and the time that the temperatures begin to plunge rather dramatically.
West Virginia's governor has issued a state of emergency after a train carrying more than 100 tankers of crude oil derailed today. AP correspondent Jonathan Matthies reports the oil continues to burn on a hillside near Beckley.
There's one house that apparently caught fire because of this derailment. Crews apparently had some trouble getting into that area, but we're hearing that nobody has been hurt.
Environmental experts are on the scene assessing the impact of the oil that spilled into a nearby river. This is AP Radio News. A White House summit on countering violent extremism that opens tomorrow will focus on more than just the Islamic State group.
While the Islamic State group poses a near-term threat to the U.S., an official previewing the summit says violent extremists come in all shapes and sizes. The three-day conference will highlight domestic and international efforts to prevent extremists and their supporters from radicalizing, recruiting, and inspiring others, especially disaffected young people. The conference is designed to share best practices and emerging strategies to prevent extremists from carrying out violence. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
In a nod to a craft in the spotlight after the Paris terrorist attacks, Gary Trudeau will be the first cartoonist ever honored for his entire career's work when the 2014 George Polk Awards in Journalism are handed out in April. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.